Blog Talk Radio.
In a little tent, oh, and just like the river, I've been running ever since. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too. But I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come.
Good evening. I'll be on until 7:30. I have to run, take care of business like normally, but tonight I wanted to make sure I get on this here show. We see a lot of game playing going on, or we suspect a lot of game playing going on, and I know a lot of people been talking about it, so we're going to talk about it, you know. I know there's a couple of people tell me that when the DP Mint says, you know, there's a race going on, but are we also locking in for shows? So that's what I'm asking right now about it. With the DP going up and if the track is still open and they don't have a show, the show was canceled, but the track is open. Is that race still void or does it go to another show? I want to hear what you guys got to say about it. You know, is that an easy way of getting out of something? So I know there's a lot of other backdoor back traps that everybody's trying to get out of some of their races that maybe they put their foot in their mouth and they didn't want to do the race in the first place. So sometimes they're looking for that trap door. But most time a real grudge race, if you really want trying to get that person regardless, you're not going to let them out of that deposit, let's just say, because we're trying to get that guy to go out and let's do this race. I'm going to ask a few questions, so I want to make sure you guys come on here and tell me what you think, because the way things are going, it's not right. Let's just say, I'll say it's not right. I think, learn me about like the last lock-in. I know my son said sometimes you must say, put in your claws. Money can't come down. So if you say money can't come down, that means we have to race, and you can set a date by when. And hopefully, you know, then that race will get off. But if you didn't say rain date, you didn't say that, guess what? Your race is void. That's what I can understand. So there's a lot of other ways of trying to get out of the back door. There's a lot of people that I know it's supposed to be putting up the deposits lately. Now, I don't know how that works, but if you miss the deadline on your deposit, am I right? You lose the other part of the deposit. I know a lot of guys are saying stipping stuff to death, but in order to keep things on a straight and narrow, you've got to follow the steps. And it's just like back in the old days, if you're not out there and you're not ready, guess what? He doesn't have to. He can give you a courtesy if he wants. But if he says 5 o'clock and you ain't in there strapped and ready to go at 5, and you come moseying your butt up there a half an hour later, guess what? The deposit's gone. That's how it used to be. Now we got guys up there trying to, I guess, bend the roads. No, you got to give them a half an hour. No, you don't, because that's the reason why you put the stip in. So I want to hear from a few of the people that's out there, because I think, honestly, all due respect, once you lock in, you lock in. Now, I ain't got no problem with some of the other races or a lot of the other races, but I think we better go ahead and clear it there, because if you don't, what's going to happen? We're going to be having problems because they say no because of the race, blah, blah, blah. It's going to be, they can find loopholes to get out. They're already trying to find loopholes of getting out of races now. So now we got to try to figure out how we can turn around, keep that race locked in, and keep the thing going on so they can race. But if you're going to open one, once you open it up, you open that Pandora box, it's over. You just gave another person another way how to get it. Well, they did it over there. They did this and they did that. So I'm going to open up a couple of these mics right quick. I'm going to open up this first mic. I want to ask them what they think. 770-6167. Your mic is open.
Hey, what? Hey, what's up there, Joe? Well, Joe, I'm
going
to be
what's going on now? How's everything?
All right. For as long as I've been racing, if a person call a race, and let's say the motor say the race is canceled, far as I've been knowing, that way there is off the, that race is off the table. You know, I mean,
table, okay.
A lot of people might look at it a little different, but I've been, in the future, past rather, knowing if a person say the track is, race is canceled, you know, a person don't go because they take for granted that track closed that day. So, I mean, but a lot of people might not don't look at it that way. They might look at it a different way. So, I mean, each person has a different opinion.
Okay. All right. Now, do you think that, for example, say you had a track and the track was still open that day. Do you think that they would pull the race or no?
No, that's what I'm saying now. Even though the track's still open, if a person said that race is canceled,
rain or whatever.
So
in other words, it wasn't no due to no rain, but just like it canceled anything. So if that's the case, then I'm just gonna say so. In your eyes, if you gotta go into a show, basically you're just going by as long as that it's gonna be a show that day. Am I right?
Correct. Yeah. As long as that show is that day.
Okay.
But once the show is not
that's
that day, the show is canceled. In my eyes, I'm looking at that race is off the table. Because a lot of guys probably won't even come then.
Mm-hmm. You're right. Okay, I like that. Yeah, I just want to hear it because a lot of things been going around. A lot of people have been saying something different. They wasn't going to race in the first place. Now, do you think that deposit should be held for the next race that person throws a show or no?
No, not necessarily, because if you put it up for that particular date, you know, a person a lot of times have to plan their race, so they know that on that particular date they're clear. So, I mean, it's same token on that. If you put it up a particular date, and like once again, if the Port Motor say the show is canceled, really, you got to really put up another deposit, not unless you all stiff that.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to ask you one more question because I like Lisa Manson the way we want to hear it. You know, everybody gives their own opinion. I mean, don't get me wrong. They're going to have some people that go the opposite way because they've been talking about it.
True.
I'm just going to say, you see how a lot of people are trying to weasel out of races, out of grudge racing. Now, regardless, now if there's a show, once that man has put that deposit up, he can't change no part of the race or anything, like, you know, add on to something. Or if there wasn't something said, he can't add things on. He can't go to adding on things. And you know that's been lately what's been going on. People have been adding on a little something. Oh, no, I said I'm going to do this. You can't do this. Or you wasn't supposed to be the driver. You were supposed to have this. If you didn't turn around and put it in the stiffs, say, for example, me and you were racing. You had a Mustang, I had a Mustang, and you had a small block, but you knew I was running small block. But if we ain't never turned around and I ain't never stipped on motorcycles and I come with a big block, but you locked in the Mustang, it don't matter. You can't change nothing. So, you know, you had a small block before, whatever. Am I right or wrong?
Well, you're 100% right, but Joe, I got caught in a trap like that myself. I locked in the Nasty Boys, their Mustang.
I remember the
Underdog. And what they've done, they've been bought a Camaro and wrote Underdog on the side of it. Now, really, like I told them, they were wrong, but I was willing to still do the race or give them the funk out money. But unfortunately, it rained that day, and they hurt their motor, I think, maybe a week before then. And I said to them, look here, I ain't come to get no $500 from you. misunderstanding on both sides. Look at here. We just called the race off and went like that.
Now, do what you had there. This is what my whole thing was. Now, if I know your car and you know my car, and I already knew you had a Mustang, and I know what you come with the money as a car, as you say it is. Now you switch another car and just say that. That's not good because
that's not good.
That should be void there. That shouldn't be a race, period.
That shouldn't be a race at all. Even the guy that's holding the punk out money, he should know what kind of car that you got to put your money up for. Not to try to get slick after y'all put it up.
If that's the case, I go get me a daggone sticker, have a thing up there when we go to the track. I'll go get somebody like a black nasty or something and slap it on the side of their car. This is my car. This is what it is. Call the name of it. But you can't do it. That's not good what they did.
Well, be honest with you, Joe, on that note, okay, even my friend Jeff Rogers, when he found out that's what they did to me, he said, Waller, what you could do, come get my car and put it in your trailer. And we'll write the Midnight Express on the side of it, you know, since they want to play games. Mm-hmm. But I told him it wasn't even worth it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Now you go, you know, it's one of those games. That's not no trickery or nothing. That's not cool. So I agree on you on that one. But, you know, I don't play those things. I like, as this car is, you know my car. I know your car, and that's it. It'd be something different. You say, I'm coming with a new car.
Right.
You know, the new say Underdog 2 or stuff like that. That was something different. But that trickery stuff there, I wasn't going for that one. I didn't like that one at all either. That was not good.
See, like I said, just lucky, was only a $500 deposit. I mean, it could have been, a $30,000 deposit. Somebody could have got hurt in a situation like that.
Yeah, because it does. That's kind of a little rough there. But I understand. I agree on that one. I like that one. But hold on a second, Walter, because I see you got like about eight mics over here. See, everybody's trying to get on. But
okay.
Because I know some people are going to disagree with you. And you know how it goes. And I'm going to tell you right now, you got a lot of guys that was out there saying different things. A lot of different things. So I just want to clear the air because you know how people thinking that they should have got deposits. I'm just letting you know. There's a lot of guys out there saying they should have got deposits. But you put it in a perspective like this. And another thing is, say, for example, sometimes these races are happening, and the reason why, because sometimes a promoter sweetens it up.
True.
Now, and you hear promoters, and which I have done it plenty of times, I'll say, look, if y'all do that race here, put $500 on the side. Mm-hmm. Ain't nothing wrong with it. I know a lot of people out there say, hey, you know, that's wrong what you did. But there's a race sometimes you want to see, and some people just don't want to go all over the place, and they want to see that race. So that's basically what I do sometimes, try to keep everybody together. Guess what? A race that you really want to see, everybody want to see, I don't mind putting something on the plot. It's no big deal. You don't mind.
No,
you can't do
it
all of them. Now, I'm going to tell you something right now. You know and I know. You know and you ain't no way in the world you can be able to put money. I don't care who it is. What promoter can go ahead and tell that lie that they can put money on the plot? I guarantee they'd be going to the bank trying to get some money to pay for everything.
No.
There ain't no way in the world you can get enough money.
No, you won't build nothing.
There ain't no doubt about it.
You do that for your fans. Yeah. For your fans can, you know, make sure you have a good show for them.
Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of people that this is the problem lately. They're pocket watching. They think that you made this amount of money, but they don't know your other bills that you paid. They don't know how much you paid for the rent the track. They don't know about the security. They don't know nothing about the help that you had to pay. They don't know nothing about the glue, you know what I'm saying, the track prep. They don't know nothing about all that. They don't think that. All they just can look at the first thing, the growth, you know. There's been many times that I'll be at the track, and okay, I got a nice little knot in my hand, right? Then I'll go to pay. Oh, shoot, we got this class. I got to pay off five. We got this. You look at your hand. He's like, damn. I don't walk out the track with like about $50, $60 is like, damn, what the hell did I do? Everybody else made more money than me. I ain't did nothing. But it happens, and that's what honestly, tell you the truth, you got to be ready to roll with it. That's all I can say. Not everybody's like blessed. At least I have to walk. At least I got to say, I never had to run out the gate because I couldn't pay the people. You know what I mean? Which, and there's been a lot of promoters that skipped out on you at the end of the night and all left. So that's what I look at. But I'm going to open up a couple of these mics because they're going to try to challenge you, Walter. All right?
All right. So, okay. I'm ready for them.
All right. All right. I'm 973-4542. Your mic is open. 973-4542. Your mic is open. All right. You must be on mute. I'm going to call your number one more time. 973-4542. Your mic is open. We can't hear you. All right. Well, I'm going to go to the next one. I don't know if they have their phone on mute or whatever because we can't hear nothing. Okay. 336-9816. Your mic is open.
Well, well, well. Good evening, good evening, good evening.
What you would?
How y'all people doing out there in the racing world?
Can't complain, Butchie. What's going on with you?
Oh, man. I'm just trying to get my head above water right now.
Yeah, there's a lot of us just floating. A lot of us just kind of float, that's all. It's rough out there. It's rough out there. You know, hopefully everybody make it through. So, Butchie Woods, what you got to say about that?
About what?
Did you hear the topic of what we're talking about?
About
huh?
Deposit and somebody switching a different car or something like that.
Yeah, well,
no,
just go with the topic. That's basically what we want the topic right now. All we want is the topic.
Yeah.
What do you think? If you turn around and you locked in a race, but the event was canceled, are you still supposed to race the guy? The guy's deposit supposed to be still up? Are you supposed to race him? Are you supposed to pay the deposit because the track is still open?
If you don't stick that, I don't think you should pay.
Well,
but Butch,
this
going
is the
back,
thing. You're not wait,
going
wait,
back,
you're
Butch.
Not,
well, mm-hmm. You can remember, Butch. I mean, on that note, what Joe just said, if you locked in for that day on a promoter race, you're going by what the promoter says is counsel. You know, should that be no stiff? It should be just, you know, hey, this is it. I mean, but everybody got different opinions. But that's what Joe was saying. Some people still want to get paid because the track was up.
Yeah, some people still want to get paid from deposits, like saying that you owe me a deposit because they said it wasn't stipped that, okay, if the track didn't have the race, you're supposed to pay me for that. You're supposed to be there. So this is what I'm just saying. That's what I'm talking about.
For the race, how can you get paid a deposit for the race if the track is open but the promoter says the race is canceled? I thought the promoter said the race is canceled. I mean, the race is canceled.
That's what we're trying to figure out right now because a lot of people going the opposite way and think, oh, you should have been paying the deposit. You should have been. Now, what? I mean, I don't know what's right, what's wrong. I'm just asking everybody. So now do we have to put this in our steps now? You know what I'm saying? Like, listen, if the promoter cancels the race, that's just no, and you know it's no good. So let y'all know right now, I'm not paying no deposit. Am I right? That's what you want to say now?
Yeah.
Yes, but it seems like. Because what happened with Joe also now, let's say the man, you say, okay, the race is canceled. Okay, I live 5 hours away. And the other man might live about 50, maybe half hour away. So he can jump up at the last minute and go to the track and find the track open. Well, if you as a promoter, you see as counsel, that man that got to drive 5 hours, they're going to drive no 5 hours thinking the track going to be open.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I'm going to open up a lot more of these mics real quick because I see they all, I think we're going to get somebody on here going to be disagreeing with you because I'm waiting for the person. I know they was up there trying to tell me that they should be getting paid, so. I'm going to open this mic up, 973-6497. Your mic is open.
Good evening, gentlemen. How you doing? Joe, What's going on, Walter?
What's going
How you
on,
doing?
Hey,
all
right.
All right, all right.
Yeah, you know, y'all kind of saying that wrong because you're saying that he canceled the event. He just canceled, from what I understand, his involvement with that day. It didn't affect anything else about that day. Not the weather, not the track opening up, not anything else that had to do with racing. The track was still fine. Just one body wasn't going to be on the premises. That was it. That don't stop shit. Now, the only way a person can stop a race, especially after it's been locked in, you got deposit men and everything, he's got to pay the deposits. He's got to pay both sides the deposit. Since he wants to stop racing, pay these people.
Okay, but I'm saying if the promoter said that the event is canceled, that we're talking about, then what do you think on that, though?
I know what you're saying. You're saying the event. I don't care about grudge event. That shit don't mean nothing to me. We talking about just going to the track to race. Two people really want to race, they going to race. But see, I know how it is. If a motherfucker think he can't win, you can't pay him enough to race. If a motherfucker think he can't lose, shit, you can't stop him. So that's what that's all about. So if somebody really want to race, they going to race. But see, that a lot of people use events as a way to stall or not race at all.
No, but both
persons. So if one person say, I'm not racing. Oh, wait, I'm not part of this event anymore. So nobody gets to do nothing. How the fuck you got that kind of power?
No, what I'm saying is the promoter most times when I'm pronouncing the race is canceled a day or two ahead of time. Now, if both of y'all to the track, then that's a different story. But, you know,
okay, but see, hold on, Walt. You saying ahead of time. But see, they was locked in ahead of time. And everybody put their schedule and everything in order so they can have that weekend, that day, solidified. Now, somewhere with days before the race, because other people were not going to show up, he wants to end the whole thing. That's ridiculous.
No, but I'm saying, go back to the promoter point of view. But if a promoter put up their race as canceled, you think both parties still should come to the track?
If they intended to, why not? The track going to be open.
No,
if they wanted to race.
No, when a promoter says the event is canceled, far as the people that are going to race, half of them, well, I'm going to use myself. I'm thinking that the track is closed. You know, nothing's gonna be there.
I know. See, we went over that. We asked that question. Is the track gonna be open though? They said, yeah. The weather's gonna be beautiful. Yeah. All right. Well, y'all can still race. One monkey don't stop no show.
Well, what you saying? So you saying different? You saying this one about promoter? Right.
I didn't think so. It shouldn't be.
But that's what that's
nine times out of ten,
they,
the promoter is just the promoter.
But as long as I've been racing, the people that I know, most of the time when a promoter says the track is presented, is canceled. You know, hey, they don't think the track gonna be open that day. They take for granted anyway. The track ain't gonna be open.
See, my thing is this: you can't take it for you can't take that for granted because the one person show up, he's gonna have to win a deposit if the other person don't show up. Because if the track is open that day, you gotta be inside them gates with your vehicle, race ready.
Well, I guess what it is now, we got to say, well, when the person put their money up, they're going to have to use a whole different solution. You know, they can't say it's for motor council itself. They got to say you got to come on if it's raining. Not come there if it's raining, you still got to be there.
No, rain shift is understandable, but this ain't had nothing to do with weather. This had to do with one person.
I mean, the one anguish that you're talking about. You talking
and
about one event, but I'm talking on a whole or all events.
I don't understand how that works.
Look, I know my son and Cliffy were supposed to race last week, right? Cliffy put it in the stips. If it's over 50%, you know, the race is off. So we understood
right.
that. But what they're
right.
saying, there was nothing, no chance of rain, and you already got your deposits up. They already took their time off. They took their days off, vacation off, to come down, ready, prepared to come down. Now they think that they should have got their money. They should have still been able to race. They should have been racing. That's what they're saying.
Okay, Joe, okay. Lil Simon might be on this song right now. If Lil Simon can remember, going back when I was for the Ram down, Weatherman called for 6% chance of rain. I live in Atlanta. Now, what they said to me, Walter, you're not at the track tomorrow. You lose your $1,000 punk out of it. You lose your punk out. So I had to come and drive all the way from Atlanta to Axel, and it rained. It didn't make sense.
Wow.
That's what I was saying about one man lived 12 hours away, another man lived 1 hour away. The man lived an hour away at the dance.
Yeah, I can understand that. That's why, like, could we put that in the stip, saying 50% chance of rain, you know, so he ain't got to worry about coming.
That's true.
Meanwhile,
that's true.
While we locked the race in, they said, Cliffy knew what he was doing. It was already going to rain anyhow. It was supposed to be 90% rain chance of rain anyhow. So that's why he locked the race in. Because he knew it wasn't going to happen. That's what he said. But I said, I don't know about all that. I didn't know I could look at it. So I just figured I'd let you. Butchie, you got to cut, mute your mic. Butchie, you got a lot of background noise. Let me try to hit Butchie's mic. Hold on a second, let me get it.
The both of them had to drive the same distance.
Yeah, they both were driving the same distance. I don't know
the
background. Somebody got a lot of background.
$40.
Exactly.
Yeah, 18466.
Somebody, whoever's getting gas is the one. That's who it is. That must be. Hold on. That got to be you, Young Stang. I think that was Young Stang, Mike. Let me see.
I mean, right now, that's making, putting a bad word out there for drag racers. You know, that can cause a problem.
I know. That's why I said we got to nip that in the bud now so we can be able to, whatever you got to do, if you got to stip that, whatever we got to do, I don't know how we're going to do it, but so everybody's on one accord because I see what's going on. Some people trying to get loopholes just to get out of racing. And that's why I want to make sure what y'all think, what's the best way. And like I said, there's a lot of guys out there that think opposite. But I'm going to open up a couple more of these mics because I see a few people flashing in and out. I'm getting ready to hit them in real quick. Let me make sure I open this mic up right here. 973-4170. Your mic is open.
What's going on, Joe?
Hey, what's going on now?
Hello?
How's everything?
Yeah, I agree with everything that Slick said. You know, he's 100% right. What everybody needs to ask themselves is when these two people lock in, what are they trying to do? Obviously, they're trying to race each other. So I'm not sure why a promoter can stop that by just saying, well, the show is canceled. Especially if they both put up DPs. Obviously, they wanted to race. They wanted to try to win each other's money or just get the prestige of it. So when the promoter says, well, I'm canceling the show, the track's open, there's no rain, there's no reason they should not go. As a matter of fact, they are really messing up the game by breaking that contract. Because once you put up that deposit, somebody has to win it. Unless there's extenuating circumstance, like the track itself is closed or it's a rain out.
And Paul, that's why I said if the deposit, if the promoter wants to cancel a race, tell him to pay everybody's deposit off.
Well, you know, yeah, you're right. I mean, at that point, but there, like I said, there should be no reason why two people that want to race each other, supposedly, can't get to that track that's open and race because they don't need the promoter. I mean, we've seen issues where the promoter.
That's right. That's right. That's why. That's how Deacon in their obligation. If you pay each deposit to both sides, you can call up their race. Now, if they want to lock back in after that, that's on them.
Right. I agree with that. But, I mean, let's face it, based on what happened, everybody just kind of, you know, backstepped out of the races because they had a way out. They had a loophole. But to me, I thought it was wrong because what's the sense of putting up a deposit if you're not going to go through with it? It's a waste of time. I mean, they don't. I guess people don't take it serious no more. I know we did.
Well,
put up a deposit, we either won or lost it.
Well, it all depends on the other person that put the deposit up too. Like I say, either what I'm saying, I don't feel like it's wrong. What y'all said, not wrong either. But the average time when a man put their money up is based on that particular show, and they ain't looking at the weather. And if the man say, okay, race cancel, they take for granted that the track can be closed that day.
How could a
well,
man
me,
cancel
that's what I would
something.
Take.
How could a man cancel something that he really can't make happen? The only way those races get together is two individuals have to agree they want to race each other.
Yes,
the promoter don't say you and you race on this day. They agree to race each other. The promoter ain't really got nothing to do with it. He just is having an event. If the track's open, there's nothing stopping him from going to that track that day, that hour, and racing.
Well, they have thought putting that in a stiff then. So from as long as I've been racing, that's the way it have been. You know?
I came up like we was out there on the highway. There was no promoter on the highway. The only person that could stop that was the police.
No, that's completely different. That's completely different on the highway.
Well, grudge racing is basically street racing.
No, I've probably been racing longer than anybody else on this show. You know,
okay.
Like I said, the road.
Again, I'm asking,
the highway
is grudge racing. Is grudge racing street racing?
So what now?
Is grudge racing street racing?
Well, if you bet money, it's still a grudge race.
Okay.
Money racing. That's what I call it. I don't call
right.
it nothing but money racing. You racing the
so
street, now we race at the track.
What cars got too fast for the street?
Yeah, but it still shouldn't change the rules just because you moved the
venue
somewhere. No, the
rules are still the same. No,
right.
It didn't.
So the deposit
was we just took it to the track, that's all. It was most safer, and the cars got faster, so we took it to the track.
No, I agree 100%. I have my eyes out there.
This is what they're basically saying. Yeah, you're supposed to follow those steps, though. If that is a locked-in race, now, what do we follow now? Do we follow whatever the promoter does now or whatever? Or what do we do? Do we follow that lock-in? That's what they're trying to say. That's
you
got to
follow the lock-in.
Yeah.
I guess when they lock in, they got to make a stiff for the lock-in money, too.
This is my whole thing. You know the crazy part is, and like both sides, I can say one thing on each one, right? But when you turn around and you get everybody that done took off their time off work and got their rooms and everything, that's the reason why things came really rough with that one. That's the reason why they were saying they just should have at least got their money. Their deposit money. They wanted to do that race. That's the reason why what they're talking about.
Yeah, listen,
I understood certain things, but you know,
there was nothing stopping those guys from racing. They chose to not do it for whatever reason. Just because the man cancels the show, listen, that track is still there and it's open. It's dry out there. If they want to race each other, they got deposit up. They have their cars. They know where to go. They know what time. What was stopping them? They stopped that. That to me, that was wrong. You know, that the whole thing about
okay.
the show should have nothing to do with that lock-in.
Okay, hold on.
Well,
yeah,
I guess on the show,
mics,
on the show, yeah, Joe, let some other people opinion, because I believe we can have 50-50 opinion.
Yeah, because I see a lot more coming up in here. They've been waiting here back and forth, so I got to just make sure I open their mics up. 845-0695, your mic is open.
Good evening, guys. Good evening. How you doing?
All right.
What's going on, yeah, cowboy?
All right. Hey, how you doing? I have an opinion on what, you know, you guys are saying about the race should go on or shouldn't go on, but there's a lot of things. There's two factors that you guys mentioned about, right? So you guys are saying the race should still go on, but then you have to think about who's a DP man. Is a DP man going to be there? Right? That's one step. That's one thing. Two thing, the track will be there. The track will be open, but is it going to be open for 8 mile or quarter mile? That's something you have to talk to the track people. Is the track people going to let you guys run your race now that the event is
races were 8 mile. All the ones that were talking about they want their deposit was 8 mile.
Well, 8 mile. Yeah, I know, but once a promoter says, hey, I'm not coming to your track, the owner's going to change the event. He's going to try to get something going on for that track, correct? He's not going to
say
just...
Okay, so even if he does, you got at least no less than 8 mile.
Okay, I don't know. I've never been to that track. You know what I'm saying? But then you still
It's only an 8 mile. It's only an 8 mile track. That's all it is. Quarter mile.
Like I said, I never been there. I took off that day. I took off Friday and Saturday. It was my birthday weekend. I took off to go out there. I got a hotel and everything. You know what I'm saying? But I've never been there.
Okay,
but the thing is, was the DP man going to be out there for these guys? Who's holding the money?
The DP man has a contract in a sense. With both parties, not the promoter. So
no, I understand
that. Shows up or not, he's got to show up. It doesn't.
No, I know. So
here's a contract.
But the
you're racing.
No, I understand that. So did the DP man go there? Was he at the track waiting?
So everyone backed out.
So then it's a dead thing. You know, the same thing happened at Island Raceway, right? Same thing almost happened at Island Raceway. With Silverhawk, DP man was supposed to be at a certain time, ended up going to the wrong track. Those guys could have looked for another DP man and get it on, but they waited for that DP man to come. He came late. The race didn't happen.
That was their choice.
You know?
But we're talking about something that happened in advance. Like it happened today. You're racing the weekend. The man says no show. And you know
no,
now
what you're
the weekend's coming, there's a difference.
Well, then it's up to the two racers and the DP man. Hey, are we going to continue to do this?
The DP man only holds a deposit. It's the racers that can call it.
No, I understand
DP
that, but if there's no DP man, if there's no ref and there's no one that's going to call it, what if it's a close race or something happens, you're going to have two parties fighting. You have to have that DP man there to make that decision, right?
Okay, I'll
True.
Say this. Again,
True.
The DP man has a contract with both parties, not the promoter. So if he doesn't
No,
get
I understand.
Show,
you keep on you keep
matter.
On saying promoter. I'm saying the two racers. Whatever if me and you race, I said, hey, I beat this guy and I'm right there and that DP man wasn't there. You know, if he wasn't there, it's just me and you racing. It'll be my word versus your word.
Well, let me ask you this question, though. If you and I are racing, wouldn't we both get in touch with the DP man beforehand?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But if the DP man doesn't show up, what happens then? That's what I'm trying to say.
But no, of course, that creates a problem. But we're talking about the promoter canceling the show.
I understand, but was it... But if they still wanted a race, that's what I'm just saying, right? If the two guys still wanted a race, and the DP man was willing to go there, like some of you guys were saying, then the race should continue, correct? Yes. Now, if the DP man doesn't go and the two races want to go, but the DP man has the stips and everything, then how's that going to happen?
There's no excuse for the DP man not to show. He has an obligation to do racing.
If he's traveling 12 hours or 10 hours.
What does that mean, though? When you take somebody's money to be at a certain track, what's your obligation to be at that track?
But usually, okay, so isn't it the two races that call the DP man or the promoter that calls the DP man to lock it in?
Hey, Cowboy.
Okay. Yes, sir.
This is Martin. Let me tell y'all a few things y'all are missing. That, what y'all talking about, is a word game. Because if I say I'm going to race Cowboy on Friday the 10th at Englishtown, it could be. But if that DP man is holding my deposit that I'm going to run Cowboy at North versus South on the 10th and Joe cancels it, then that's his way to get out of it. That's how they're going to play with the word game. But if you go with the DP DP man is not getting paid for it. So he's going to go and say, well, most people using DP and they paying DP man to do it. If all the other people cancel it, that DP man has the right to say, well, I don't want to go now. Y'all get y'all money back. Y'all probably have to do it if y'all still going to go. And that's going to be the way the second person, well, I don't want to use this person. Who can we use? There's a lot of different variables. So you got to be particular on what you say and how you say it. The way they said it, when Joe did it just now, it was the Grudge Nationals. If Joe canceled the race on the Grudge Nationals, don't matter if the track is open, you locked in the race at the Grudge Nationals. The track day is still there, but it's not the Grudge Nationals no more. So that's your way out.
So wait, what do you say, Mark? You're saying if I'm your DP man, and I'm holding deposits for you and Cliff, and the show gets canceled, and y'all still want to do it, and I say, oh, man, I wanted to see the show. I'm not going.
At any given time, if you hold a deposit, Paul, you can say, I don't want to do it. I don't want to be in the middle of it. Y'all get y'all money back, y'all find somebody else. And neither one of us say nothing. Because you got the money, you the holding the deposit, you make the call. You can say the next day, I don't want to hold it no more. Because I don't want to be involved with it. And neither person can do anything about it because you got the call. We told you to give you man. You're doing it for free. You're not getting paid. If you say, I don't want to go, I don't hold the deposit, what could I say to me? Or what could I? Because all we got to do, and then if I would say, let's go to somebody else, he could say, no, I don't want to go to somebody else. So that's how it's going to be the issue.
I've never seen that happen, but it obviously could happen.
Yeah,
the first time I've seen this happen. When a promoter canceled a race, that's the first time I've seen this problem come up.
And that's because these guys didn't want to race each other. That's all that was. It was not stopping them.
That was a lot of races. That was a lot of races lost. So, what, everyone didn't want to race each other?
Ghetto Cowboy, are you worried about your opponent or everybody else?
No. I'm just saying, did anyone show up? Did any one person show up? That's what I'm asking.
Everybody used it as a way to get out. And the reason...
So that's what I'm saying. So everyone was...
It was a distance thing. Trust me, if it was at Englishtown, races would have happened.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm here from New York. I'm New York. I'm not going to drive all the way out there just to see if my guy's going to be there. That's crazy. You know what I'm saying?
No, you could find... But you wouldn't have to, though. I mean, you'd speak to your opponent.
You can always call the person and say, hey, well, let's do it at the next event. Like Mark did. He said, let's do it at another event. And his opponent said no. So there you go. You already saw who wanted to race and who didn't.
It was an excuse to get out, that's all.
They didn't
want to
race.
Yeah.
Hold on a second. You guys, I'm open up another mic here because I see everybody keep opening them up. 973-4542, your mic is open.
Oh, Tariq.
973-4542, your mic is open. Call it one more time. 973-4542, your mic is open.
Joe, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you now.
Hello? That's the same thing that just happened at your son with Cliff. It rained out, but will he change the date? and go to 22nd. He said he's going to be there on the 22nd. Will he run Cookie Monster on the 22nd?
Yeah, well, you know, that, like you said, that thing is dead. The race is dead that day. After that was it. I guess he moved on. I see he's trying to lock in somebody else, talking about racing somebody else. So
I guess that was the lucky day, huh?
Yeah.
But see, that race was locked in knowing it was 99% chance of rain.
Yeah, I didn't look at no rain dates or nothing to see if it's gonna rain. All I know is see when he called Slick and asked me, and Slick had us on the phone. That's how we locked it in. And he said something about 99% chance of rain.
As soon as Young Seng posted up, this is a BS race, and he put the weather up. As soon as you posted up, Young Seng put it up. It's gonna. The percentage was high from the beginning, from jump.
Yeah, but say for example, right now they call me and you and they say, okay, I call Slick to call you to go race. I said I want to run you on the 28th, right? We don't look at the weather. All we know is we're going to lock in. We want to race. So I didn't look at no weather. I didn't know better. All I did say, heck, we're going to race, we're going to race. That was it. Maybe he looked at it.
The point on that, Joe,
is
he called for you. He called you out to race, so why wouldn't he push the date to another date?
Then how come
yeah,
you
right.
Gave up on rain date?
Yeah, you're right about that.
People used to always
be able to pay
for rain.
If somebody called you out, if I called you out, I'm gonna race you. I plan on racing. So it wouldn't matter if I miss one day, we go the next time, we go and race another day. I don't care about it. That's how it is. And I'm definitely
Joe,
go back.
Let me mm-hmm. ask you this. Even though I know y'all going, you saying events and dates and all of this and that. So if you say, I'm going to race you at North versus South, right? For whatever
mm-hmm.
reason, you change the name of the event. And you call it South versus East or whatever. That deposit could go up that you were supposed to race at North versus South. If you change it and it's not North versus South no more, technically.
But they got a date. When they do that, North versus South, they got
a
date.
Yeah, but you got that. That's why I say it's all about the name, the word game. The word game. How you got caught in that water, man, with the whatever they called it, the Black Nasty. I'm not sure what car you was talking about, but I heard your point.
If you're not
underdog. Specific about exactly what part of it, no, and you say no tricks the way you know it or the DP man know it, that's how you get that. But if you just said I'm gonna race Underdog, shit, Underdog could be anything. That man can't tell you that's not the same one or this or that.
But if he was a car that I've been knowing for 4 or 5 years. And everything, but if you really wanted to run, it should have been about no tricks.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Everybody trying to trick and do all this other shit and this and that, you know. But it's all about how you present it or whatever.
But on that note, right there, like I said to him, I wait till that particular day. I say, I'm not gonna show up. Because I know I can't beat that particular car. I said, I'm going to give you the punk out money. But, unfortunately, he blows his motor up or maybe 2 or 3 weeks earlier. I could play the game, went there, just get $500 punk out, and it cost me $1,000 to get there. That makes sense to me.
Yeah.
I mean, in that answer, I get why you could say that, but, I mean, they used to do that back when I was younger, watching it all. They would have two of the same cars. Wink was one of the best that ever did it to me. He painted two cars identical to him. Couldn't tell them apart. One was a back half, and one was a stock suspension. But if he said, I'm coming with my Malibu, the blue one you know, who the hell, how you know it? As long as you know what it looked like. I mean, it's all about word and how bad that man want to get you, be honest with you.
Okay. Hold on a second.
But like I said, I have seen it too now.
That's all my sense I had. And when I counseled the guys that had Punk Out Money up, they said, "Wall, we're waiting on you to call it." They didn't say nothing about whether the track going to be open. They said, "Wall, we're waiting on you to call it."
Mm-hmm. Okay. Hold on.
You ain't get your opinion yet. What do you think?
Huh? What, me?
You asked the question, but you ain't get your opinion. What you think?
Listen, my whole opinion honestly came to once a man turned around and said he called it, but I know it's a good weather, and I'm going to tell you, and we already said we're going to race. We coming to race. Look how I did with you.
I ain't gonna forget it. I ain't get my $1,700 back. I know what the hell you're talking about.
And we went as the we didn't care if they raced or not. If they didn't, what was it? 1 o'clock. He had to be in the lane. And all of a sudden, my man, he backed out of the thing. Young Stang lost the whole thing. That's how we did it. Well, we had it up for how many weeks? We ain't had nothing to do with that.
Right.
We ain't had nothing to part of to those cars, but we let Steph hold it like we were racing. But that's how
right.
I did before. So you know, I mean, I never changed. I always said, it's up. We gotta go. That's how I was. That's how I used to go.
It
was
way back then. This is the first time I ever known this even come up in drag racing. I've been drag racing since back in the 70s. This is the first time I ever heard this even come up. But every time I can remember, when a promoter called the race, it was off.
Yeah, well, I mean, just that.
Well, I'm saying something like that. I think when them guys was racing at one track, they said we're going to meet in Maryland and do the race. That's what they was having an event. They got to the track and it was raining. And they said, well, let's go to the next track. It ain't raining there.
Oh, I did that before. I did that. I did
well,
that's
that when you
want to
race. That's when you really want to race.
I did that with what's the name then? We was in Kempston. And Moraine in Kempston. I left went out of banks. You know. But
okay.
Both of us could have said, no, we are not going to Outer Banks to the race for Kempston. We didn't have to go.
Yeah, but this is my whole thing. Y'all the one that got to agree on it. The two races got to agree on it. That's the only way you can make the deposit come down. Y'all two gotta agree on that. Am I right or wrong?
But do you agree with the DP man? The DP man can also change it because the DP man say he ain't going because for what purpose does he have to go? Most like Fat Albert, I know they. Well, Seth is my DP man, but Fat Albert is the popular name right now.
Yeah, get Steph up here. See what Steph. I like no Steph opinion.
Yeah, I don't know. Step out. Let me try to see if I can get hold to him.
Either one of them.
But
hey,
yeah, let me try. I'm gonna text him real quick, but I'm gonna hit him up right quick. I'm gonna tell Steph to step up, and I'm gonna open up a couple more of these mics because I got to go to the doctor's office soon. But hold on 1 second. 443-4219. Your mic is open.
What's going on, guys? This is Jeff. What's going on?
What's going on, Jeff?
Hey, I agree. Look, I agree with Walter, man.
Yeah.
If that mother,
okay.
Because here's the deal, Joe. If you go to any replica track like MIR or Cecil County, and they don't have a grudge event that day, they got bracket racing.
They ain't gonna prep it.
They're not. Or they ain't worried about that. They're not gonna let you say, "Hey, John and Jimmy are going to get in the stage lane at 3 o'clock. They got a DP up for a grudge race. We're going to stop everybody, get out of the way, let these two cars race, and we're going to shut these clocks off and all that bullshit to let two guys grudge race." It ain't going to happen.
Thank
you got
you,
to
Jeff.
Stop the race when the goddamn promoter quits the race. You got to cancel the race.
Jeff
can't do it.
A long time.
Tell him, Walter.
Well, I mean, Jeff, it depends because, like, up here back then, and we had like Wednesday night, you could go to the track and you get a grudge race and you tell them that. But it depends on the track if they're willing to accommodate you. That, I mean, that
right.
plays
you
a part too.
Right. You know, I mean, if you got two cars that are going to grudge race and you got the whole lanes filled up, well, you go to goddamn Bud's Creek with the lanes after the back of the back of the chain and tell them, oh, we got a grudge race at 5 o'clock. We got to stop everybody at 5 o'clock because we're supposed to be in the staging lane with the suits on. They're gonna say, kiss my ass. You're in the wrong place today, buddy.
You know,
that's Echo did.
Echo did stop it for, and they did say at 2 o'clock they having that.
Yeah,
race.
But
I seen that
they stopped it, but they did stop it. After they did all the bracket cars and whatever.
It doesn't matter. At least you got it off, right?
Huh?
I see you.
You got it off, right? Because I remember that's all we used to do. We go to the track on a special date, and we'd end up racing each other. So I don't know why it's a problem now.
Paul, you have to also look at the accommodations of what our situation is. Down south, yeah, you might be able to get that off. But for somebody up here to travel down there for that amount, like you tell me every day, that was a lose-lose for me. But if you go down there and you're traveling this amount of time from someone up here that you can race up here, then it should be negotiation. But when you're dealing with a jackass,
you can't get that off. The fact is you need to go out there where the race is going to be. Don't say because the promoter.
Yeah, but the difference
is far.
Well, hold up, Mark. They asked me a question. And I sent me a text. They said, "Are you locked in for Sunday?"
Anybody wants to know? That's the $1 million question, right? So I'll see. They'll say on Sunday.
Oh, no, I'm saying is the money. You know, they said so that race that's what they want to know.
Come on,
Mark. Locked in.
No.
Are you locked? Oh, okay.
No.
I want to make the trip. If you're locked, I'll go. If you're not locked, I don't know. I'm not going to go.
I just said no.
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right. Hold on a second, you guys. I got to open up this other mic. One more mic here. 240-8095. Your mic is open. 240-8095. Your mic is open.
Yeah, hello. What's happening, fella?
All right, how's everything?
Who that driver?
Yes, sir.
Hey, man, driver, how are you? Come on, driver.
I was listening to the whole thing.
Let's go with it.
I totally agree with Jeff because once you lock in, you know, that show get canceled.
Uh-huh.
For that, yeah, I don't like it. Or some of these events, once you cancel an event, the track don't even open up. They shut the track down for that because they don't have time to reschedule another event. Second of all, while I'm going to go to that track, the track's not going to be for us for that style of a race. And then, like I said, if you got two legitimate human beings, they know once that event is canceled, that race is off the table. And like Joe said before, now everything's getting to the point where you got to put everything in the skip. What size shoes you got on, what color socks you going to have on, and everything. It's all about a damn word game, and everybody knows for a fact. When that event is done, once again, that race is off the table. It's simple. If you two still want to, you can say you're
the because Joe, before I came on the show tonight, I called a guy.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'll tell you who I called. I called Billy Hicks, and I was telling him about what the show's all been about. And his word was to me, "Well," he said, "that's why I want to go back class racing." He's going to grab it, be a clown race. Everybody trying to come in stiffs in the game.
Hey, let's just say that happened and your DP is still up. And the man say, "I'm still going. If you ain't there, you lose a deposit." How you going to get it?
How you going to get it?
If Fat Albert said, if now you still based on what the DP man believes. Because if I say I'm going and the date is still open, is he going to pay off offer at the terms or what he believes? So it's all about the DP man. So we could pitch him on all day. If DP man stands off the table and you go to the track and you just pitch whatever gas and toll money you did, because he could say that is off the table. It's all in with the
one button. I see Steph, you on the one button. Come on, hit on the one button. We got here. We got here from the DP man here too. I want to hear
Steph. There was no grudge racing before shows.
Most people do now is they don't necessarily just lock in for the shows. They lock in for the person and the people that they know they're gonna be at the show. Sometimes you might just lock in the race to be a part of the movie, and you don't really want to keep going there for other opportunities.
I said, fuck the fans.
You're not doing it for the fans, but you're doing it for who you're trying to get. That's why certain people go to shows because they know they could get this one at that show, they could get them at that one. If you was, all right, say you're going to Norfolk South,
I hate to say it, but I see a lot of people doing it for the fans. I don't care. I see a lot of people doing it for the fans now.
What do the fans do for their program? For some reason,
honestly, Kato, some of these guys will not race unless they turn around. They now so they think they're part of a big show, so they want to be entertained. They don't care about whether or not they ain't got a chance. They're going out there. I hate to say it. And is it, some have been lucky,
That's
true. That's true, Joe.
I've seen that come.
I mean, at any given time, you could go to a track and say, let's lock in for a day. It don't necessarily have to be a show. But the word game is, if you locked in for the show and they cancel the show, you might have an issue, especially the deep. What, like, Steph would say he's going to a race.
He's on here now.
He'll go to a race for
that
one
button.
Yeah,
I got Steph on the show now.
But I'll be back. Steph ain't going to travel down south for no damn one race, unless it's a big race that he know that's going to happen.
Your mic is open, Steph.
I'm here. What's going on? What's the question,
Joe?
What's the question, Joe?
Say if a race is locked in. We got locked in for a show. And now all money is locked in. But the promoter canceled his race. But the track is still open. It was not rained out or nothing else. Do you supposed to pay DP if another guy doesn't come? Or was it happening? Or is our race just void because of the promoters canceled the race?
Well, if the promoter canceled the race, then everything that was doing with that event is canceled, as far as I'm concerned.
Okay. All right, so y'all heard it.
Well, the date don't mean nothing.
Y'all asked me, is
this the show?
Listen, that's why you're locking in. You can't have
if y'all put the money up and y'all say we're going to run that Joe Gray's event, and Joe Gray cancels the event, what are you racing at?
If you race in that Joe Gray's event on the 27th at Gallant, if Joe cancels the event, Gallant is still open and the 27th is still the date.
But the Joe Gray event is canceled. It's all about what you say.
Yeah, but the date ain't canceled and the track ain't canceled.
Y'all make this shit more complicated than what it is. If y'all are gonna race for somebody's event and the event is canceled, the race is off.
That's the bottom line.
I think I just said that, but there was a fucking hearing.
I'm just saying that I don't think that's right. That third party has a phone over.
It's not a third party. You gave the money to the DP man. The DP man enforces what he believes is what's right and what's wrong. Can't make both of y'all happy. You got to go by what the rules that y'all enforce.
I
Y'all want y'all need the rules to enforce. You got to enforce the rules. Y'all think you're going to race against Joe Gray? If Joe Gray don't have a race, then there ain't no race. It's much different if y'all say we're going to run on Sunday at Englishtown and we only get 3 o'clock. It's open.
So if we got a race locked in, right, and they changed their information, and you say, well, you know what, I don't want to do it no more, I don't want to GPS, y'all thought about the GPS, what happens with that race? The race is unless you give it to a new DP man and they agree to the DP man.
Then it's all. Then it's still going. It's still good. If they go for good, the DP man is off the paper.
Okay.
Off the table.
I'll be right. Be right. Hold it up now.
Okay.
Okay.
Another question, Steph. You can hear me, Steph?
Yeah, I hear you here. Yeah, Chair.
Yeah, Silverhawk was supposed to run Cliff at Iowa. The man said he went to another track. What's supposed to happen after that? Was he supposed to call and let people know he was going to be late? He had the money.
Cliff,
he could have still hold the money and got another DP man. What was supposed to happen?
Correct. They should. Anyway, Silva was in the lanes at the right time, wasn't he?
Yes.
Silva should have got paid.
The man, they were supposed to be off the trailer. Man made a shakedown saying the DP man wasn't there.
So he moves his deposit. That's where it should have been.
DP man gave
them their
money back.
No, he can't do that.
He wasn't there, so it wasn't no race.
Well, you know why that was, man.
Saberhoe.
You better watch out, Silverhawk. He might lock you in.
Yeah. He got saved by Mr. Saberhoe.
Oh,
yeah, Mr.
Saberhoe.
Cliff might lock you in. Be careful.
It's called witness protection. That's what it's called. Witness protection.
Boy, yeah, wow.
You know Cliff and Bobby want you already, Silverhawk. Slow down, man.
It's okay. It's okay.
Mm-mm-mm.
Witness protection.
You might get a phone call tonight now, Silverhawk.
It's okay. But what I can't understand is how this man
go
to the wrong track.
Call.
That's what I can't understand.
It'll be a show. It'll be a Zoom or something like that. Silverhawk will be called out, not on the phone.
There we go.
They made the audience.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Ow.
He didn't have an audience,
though.
Didn't have an audience with me. he called
oh,
Slick,
nah.
But he got Slick on the phone. Slick called me. There was no...
Hey, man.
So.
He knew the room. And then it was raining.
You know...
99%.
You know why that happened, Joe, like that?
Why is that?
On the phone? Because he was as swift. He was supposed to do that. Because his Mr. Saber was supposed to do that because he was getting paid to go to different. Isn't that what he said on the line one time or something?
He had to do one race for the GRX, yeah. He did say that. He was being supported by the NGRA. He was being supported. That's what he said. That was sweet. Cute.
Okay. Okay. That was slick. I didn't know that.
Boy, oh boy.
Very, very interesting. Very interesting.
When certain people get on, either they're going to be cut off or they're going to be muted. on the show, or he can't get back in.
He did a trans break on some people. We tried to lock in with Silverhawk, and Silverhawk got kicked out, and Silverhawk was texting me. I'm trying to get on the show, and I told Joe, and they didn't put him on the show, and the show closed out.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
I even called on that other thing. I kept on getting put in. You in the waiting room. I'm like, what the hell? They left me in the waiting room for 40 minutes. Joe went off.
Is the show off?
I said, nah, the show's still on. I'm in the waiting room.
Wow.
Come on. Oh, no.
Bro, every time I get ready to get on him, Mr. Saber will say, show done.
Yeah. Show done. Yeah. Back in your deposit ready.
Hey, Saber.
Yes.
Hey, all you got to do is hit him up. And do some negotiations, and then you'll be all right.
Then go to sleep.
you gonna get a phone call tomorrow?
No, I won't.
You gonna get a phone call tomorrow?
They're gonna be alive too. I'm not gonna get a personal phone call. They're gonna be alive. It's not gonna be a personal phone call. It got to be.
I'm gonna bet you a double cheeseburger. That you're going to get a phone call.
Joe, you want that sandwich.
What am I making the phone call, Long Island Joe?
Huh?
You the one might get the phone call.
Yeah, I might.
You the one might get the phone call. They might want you too.
It ain't gonna rain this weekend. I gotta talk to my son too, because I know they. I think they're doing that race over down here, so I'm not sure on that same day. So you know they ran Tyler the other night. I know you heard about that one. They won by a fender. They did for 10,000. They're supposed to do that race over again. Like he, I told him no,
wow.
I'm going at least. I can't be going at no 2 o'clock in the morning. That was a good one. I gotta give Terrence and them credit. They went out there and they won. So they always knocking them, but I don't see nothing negative on the thing now, do you? All I saw was a bunch of crying.
What they were saying, Joe? They said if Tyler didn't spin up.
Don't do that. Don't say that.
Yeah, I see some. Yeah. I see some. But
What you see, Silverhawk?
Yeah, I see the same thing I see. Somebody got an ass whooping coming for. A serious ass whooping.
I guess we're going to see. Hopefully, we're going to find out.
From what I see, and it was neck to neck. My God. Somebody got to ask.
It's going to be interesting. He said it. All of them, Murphy, everybody said it. They were too close to call. They got to go. They got to do it again. Yeah. That pot's gonna be up bigger, I think, now.
My God.
Definitely. Yeah, they betting hard. Aaron's had a 4,500 spot. Okay. And they bet $1,000 on the gap. One of them bet turned $1,000 on the gap. They didn't even get to the finish line. Yeah, that's a hard way to lose. That's going to be interesting. Very interesting.
Well, let's get back on the top. My thing is on that, if you're trying to get your man and you want to get your man, either you have to say the money don't come down, you got to go to another friend if you really want your man. That's the way you got to lock in the race now.
Uh-huh. So when Cliffy go at you, he got to make sure he's locking you so he can go ahead and got you so he can go to another track. He got to hold you down.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Andre, get ready for the phone call tomorrow. Andre, you're going to be getting the call.
Oh, man, here you go.
That's funny. You're going to call tomorrow. Get that Silver Hawk on here. I'm going to show you. I'm a chef.
I will see.
I cook bird. He's going to say, I cook bird.
You can call me anytime.
Oh, boy. Boy, boy, boy. Yes, sir.
Hey, Joe.
I'm ready to throw
some
elbow.
Hey, Joe.
Huh?
A chef cook a bird. But a short order cook just prepay it for a bird.
You said a short order cook?
Yeah.
Mm. You say it's not a chef?
I don't see no chef.
You say he pre-eating, pre-cooked food? Yeah, that's what you're saying.
Microwave food, yes.
Oh,
damn. Yeah, you really going to get a call tomorrow, Silver Hawk. You might get a call tonight.
Oh, yeah.
I
ain't going to lie to you. The man can cook. I taste the turkey. He cooked the turkey at the Christmas party. He can cook. I know.
Oh, don't get me wrong. I know the man can cook. But he calls himself a chef.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Yeah, that's the difference, huh? Between cooking and being a chef, huh?
Well, what are you saying, Silver Hawk, what you saying? He ain't go to school? Hey, Chad.
There you go.
Hey, Chad. He ain't go to school? That's what you said?
Hey, Chad.
Yeah, Your mic off mute, Mark. Hey, no. Hey, bro, get everything ready. They gonna after this one I just did, they gonna choke you. They gonna what? They coming to kill me after the one I just did.
Uh-oh.
Look at my story.
Oh, Lord. Man, come on. What you done did now, bro?
I don't see nothing. Go look again.
What the hell you done did, Mark? What you done did?
Go look at my story.
I don't know. I can't get on this thing right now. My phone is... thing you don't want to pull up in here, man. I got bad reception over here.
Did you talk about the Suge Knight and Joe Gray holding Cliff in the
black?
Mark got... Listen, hey, Joe. Mark got Suge Knight.
Man.
Cliff in Joe's lap.
I see the picture now. Oh, man.
Damn.
Yeah, wrong. He's going live on you.
Mark, you know what I'm saying? Cliff got Russian Justin on the color of his lips.
Y'all wrong.
Don't say y'all, Joe. That's that man right there.
Wow.
Yeah. You see Joe's face? Joe looks like he like that too.
Wow. Oh man, y'all cold now. Yeah, you gonna have some problems tomorrow. You gonna get a call tomorrow. Oh man, that's crazy. I can't believe you did that one. I can guarantee you though. What we got up here, you guys? What we got?
Hey Joe.
What we got left up?
Shit. OG Bobby said he'll take his nitrous off of Russ Silver off and eat it up.
Come on.
Hey, Ken.
Oh, shit.
Ken?
Nah. Oh, shit.
Ball back.
Yeah.
Ball back.
I apologize, bro.
It wasn't a. I heard about it, but I ain't had nothing come out of his mouth. So all of that just out there.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Andre heard it personally.
I haven't heard it.
Yeah, well, Silverhawk can think for itself, and don't put me out there.
Yeah, you was there.
That's not how we do.
Hey, Andre.
OG Bobby on the mic.
Andre.
He listens. Yeah.
Andre. You hear me, Andre?
Oh, I hear you clearly.
Good report.
Thank you.
All right.
We operate differently.
I don't know about you, Jersey guys.
Somebody call him Lefty.
Damn, y'all.
Who that said that? They don't know about these Jersey guys. Who said that? Butchie Woods.
I thought
that was Butchie Woods. What's up, Butchie Woods? What's going on?
Yeah, Butchie, how you doing, man? I ain't even get to say what's up, man. I ain't know you was on here.
Yeah, man, I'm trying to stay afloat right now, brother, man.
Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with Jersey races, man.
You got to cut the bottom of the matches open, that's all.
Got to do what?
You got to cut the bottom of the matches open, just drop some out, that's all.
Yeah, I know that's right.
That's what you got to do. Can't take it with you.
Nah, you sure can.
Can't take it with you. Yeah, sure. Hey, you guys, I'm getting ready to close up. But before I close, I know we got one more race going on. We got something coming up here. Sammy got his, I think, in Island Dragway, if I'm not mistaken. I think it's the 28th, ain't it? You guys remember?
Oh, shit.
The 28th sounds correct. It do sound correct. That is a Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, this is our last, basically, almost like one of our last chats, you know. So just remember the 28th, if you're around, come support them, you know. I know we got a little thing at Long Island now, so I think our last day is the 28th, too, if I'm not mistaken. I got to find that out. But I know next year it'll be totally different, so we'll have a track over here now. They've been doing stuff, so I went out there and checked it out a little bit. And they got the old Grumman Airport. And right now it's been doing their thing. They've been doing their thing. Got to give them credit. They're trying to do their thing. They couldn't really get the spray because they had that clover piper there. But next year, the town already gave them the okay, so now they can be able to do it next year, spray it and everything. So it should jump off pretty well over here after that. And some graduation will be definitely going back on the island instead of the street. If they get it off the street, that's what they're trying to do. And we got plenty of room down there. I don't know if anybody's been down there by Grumman. They know about it. It's got quite a bit. So they got the runway and everything all wide up there, everything. So that's how they're running. So we're really seeing. Hopefully everything goes right. You know, a lot of guys taking rides, trying to make it down to, MIR, you know, they're on their way. Hope you guys have a safe travel, have some good racing going on. And I don't know if anybody's going to Florida this year, but if you are, get your tickets now if you're going to fly, because it is cheap. Don't wait till next month. Get it now. Right now, it's time to book. It is dirt cheap. You're under $200 a person, round trip. So this is the time to get the tickets. You're going to get them. Getting closer. You know, the closer you get, the more it's going to go up. So if you ain't never been there, you know, it's definitely a lot of action out there. There's a lot of other races that's supposed to be going off that's what's coming down there. Hopefully we get everything off. I ain't even going to say nothing, but I got a lock-in already, but I got to wait. I don't want to say nothing. I'll wait till after that. A lock-in for March because they already put their money and they want to put their money up and do it. So I was like, wow. So already for the North versus South, I know it's good. I can call them with first lock-in, but I got to wait. I got to wait till after the show. And they tell me this because they want to race somebody else first. But I think things are going to turn around a little bit. Hopefully everybody else will, I'm sorry, I just happened to see somebody come in there. That must be Zeus just popped in. 215-6904. Your mic is open. Is that you, Zeus?
Hey,
hello?
You going to get
on the pitch? 215-6904. Your mic is open.
What's up, y'all?
What's going on, dude?
Hey, can you do me a favor, Joe?
Uh-huh.
Can you do me a favor or no?
Yeah, go ahead. Tell me what you want me to do.
I know you be having cancer walks and stuff like that. Can you get a DP walk for Mark Beck?
I knew you were going to say something crazy. Oh, man. He on here. Mark, you heard him? What happened, Zeus?
But smoking too much of that hookah, man. Waste as much on the hookah.
Oh, man. I thought for sure that race is going down. Sure, I thought that race was gonna hit it. Damn.
Joe, I've been begging this man to come out and get this ass whooping, dog. He got this lightweight fast ass car. Come on, come out here against this street truck, man.
Wow. Hey, are you supposed to be racing Gordo too?
Am I? Nah, me and Porter ain't locked up.
No? Okay. No,
they were talking about Silverback, I think, or something like that. Was that supposed to be race? No? Man. Damn. How many races you got locked in so far out there?
No, please, come on down to put them in.
Hey.
It's a little bit. Hello?
Hey, Zeus, how many races you got locked in out there?
One so far.
Yep. None.
One.
None?
One so far.
Did you just... Oh, man.
Is that one?
What
do
you
one.
One? Who's the one? Who you the one you got locked in with?
Mike Dean.
Oh, Pinky?
Yeah, Pinky.
How you doing that race?
Why
you
gotta be like that? I don't do that for you. Huh? Too much for you?
How you doing that race?
Why is it too much?
Head up, 105.
Okay.
The big boys. All
right. All right. That's what I'm talking about.
There you go. Hey, you can take them with you. How about that? Huh?
Wow. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Definitely interesting. Oh, shoot. My wife was there, man. I forgot about it. Hey, guys, I forgot. I'm over the limit, like you said. I've got to get this thing. I'm supposed to have been here already for treatment. But I'll get back in touch with you guys next week, next Tuesday. And good luck and be safe out there for this weekend. But like I said, you guys kind of remember this last thing that are going on. So you guys support them. Sammy's race is coming up on the 28th. Make sure you guys go out there in your own backyard. Make sure we can come into their own backyard and bring something back. Maybe we might see that locked in with Cliffy and Silverhawk at that event. You know, you never know. We'll wait till tomorrow. All right, well, good night and God bless. I'll talk to y'all soon.
Good night, bro.
All right, good night. All right,
take it easy.